Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
So good, so kind, so merciful, so just.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I love the opening prayer, and those of you who listen to this program daily will understand why I love this prayer. O God, who reward the merits of the just and offer pardon to sinners who do penance, have mercy, we pray, on those who call upon you, that the admission of our guilt, being willing to admit our sin, may serve to obtain your pardon for our sins. Because when God forgives, God forgets. It's gone, brothers and sisters. It won't come up again. Not that particular sin. God won't hold it against you if you've honestly repented, even if you failed down the road, and come back to him. Every time you come to him and say, Lord, I'm trying, I'm sorry, I want to do better, help me. And just come, keep coming and asking for forgiveness from God. Keep doing some penance that the priest gives you. Just believe me, it will bring healing to you. And then God can use you. And the darkness of your sin disappears, and the light of God shines in you and through you. I know I say that often, but I want you to hear me. This is not just a symbolic image, though it is that. But it's far more than that. When Christ is reigning in his rightful place in you, because you've admitted your sin, repented, and you're seeking to change, God removes the effects of that, and his light shines more brightly through you, and he can use you more powerfully to bring his love to his people. See, we have to be humbled ourselves. We don't like that part. I know. I don't either. But I found there is a joy in the repentance, because when you finally get it out, sometimes through your gritted teeth, yes, I did do that, and I am sorry, will you please forgive me? When you get that out, or something like that, and you really mean it, you will, in the days to come, know a joy that no one will take from you, unless you yourself remove it by mortal sin. God loves you. And I think, what would it be like in this world of ours, in the various countries in which we live? What would it be like if his light was shining more and more brightly because we were repenting of our sin regularly? We were turning to him. Our lives were being changed by his grace and by his power. My goodness, brothers and sisters, it would attract the needy and the poor and the weak and the suffering and sometimes great sinners. It's not so much what we say, it's who we are. It's the decisions we make. It's the lifestyle we live. Other-centeredness instead of self-centeredness. That's what God wants to give us. But if we hold our sin close, real tight, and we're afraid to admit it, and we hate to look at it ourselves. If we do that, we just go more and more crippled and more dark. Open your heart. Don't be afraid. You say, well, yeah, but this is a habit. It's going to take a while to break. That's fine. You tell the Lord you're sorry each time. Humble yourself and ask for grace. And eventually that habit pattern will change. Prophet Isaiah chapter 49, verses 8 to 15. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor I answer you. On the day of salvation I help you. I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people to restore the land and allot the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out. To those in darkness, show yourselves. This is all sin, brothers and sisters. Along the ways they shall find pasture. On every bare height shall their pastures be. They shall not hunger or thirst, nor shall the scorching wind or the sun strike them. For he who pities them, that's himself, leads them and guides them beside springs of water. I will cut a road through all my mountains and make my highways level. See, some shall come from afar, others from the north and the west, and some from the land of Syene. Sing out, O heavens, rejoice, O earth, break forth into song, you mountains, for the Lord comforts his people and shows mercy to his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, my Lord has forgotten me. Our heads are bowed down and we think nothing can change. That's what we do. The Lord has forsaken me. God's forgotten me. I can't change. That's the kind of pit we get ourselves in. And what does God say in response? Can a mother forget her infant? Be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you. Think about that. Think about that. Where is your life? Are you depending on him? Are you believing him? He's an all-merciful God. You know, as somebody said, God made us in his image and likeness. I've told you this before, and man is forever trying to return the compliment. In other words, God can't totally forgive because I can't totally forgive. We try to make God over that what it's like for us, that's who God is and how God works. And it's not true. He's perfection. He forgives every time we come to him. Even should she, even though a mother should forget her infant, I will never forget you. So come to him with your sin, with your wounds. Come with your hardness of heart. Come with your pride and your arrogance. Come to him and just say, Lord, help me. Show me the way. Psalm 145. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all, compassionate toward all his works. The Lord is faithful. He's holy. He lifts up all who are falling. It doesn't say the Lord lifts up everybody but you. It doesn't say that. The Lord lifts up all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The Lord is just in all his ways, holy in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. Whatever the truth is, admit it. If you failed, admit it. And you call upon him, he will answer you. That's the promise. This is your Savior. Don't persist in trying to be your own Savior. It will never work. You can't save yourself. Yourself. You can't. Not for eternal life. That's out of your jurisdiction. That's God. That's what God wants to do for you. He asks you things so that you can walk in the light and receive more and more of his graces. He asks the Ten Commandments of you. Look at the Ten Commandments. That's one way of assessing where you are. What's the biggest obstacle out of the Ten Commandments for you? And take it to the Lord and say, help me. In the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 17 to 30, Jesus answered the Jews, my Father is at work until now, so I am at work. In other words, because my Father is at work, I'm at work. Even though you say it's the Sabbath. For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. How horrible! And that would be true if we weren't talking about Jesus. I can't equate myself with God. But Jesus is God. He can. And Jesus answered and said to them, amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation. Hear that. Whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me, the Father, has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment because he is the Son of Man. Jesus is telling them the truth, but he's speaking to the Jews. He's speaking to the Pharisees in particular. And he gave him power to exercise judgment because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out, those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation, to be condemned forever. Oh, brothers and sisters, I don't want that. Please don't give in to worldly desires. Please. It leads to condemnation. Ask God to replace your worldly desires with desires for him. Pray for that. Ask him for that. Let me repeat that. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out, those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just because. Now look at this, brothers and sisters. This is Jesus, the Son of God. Because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. I don't know about you, but I have a daily battle with my will, wanting God's will. I want God to bless what I do, but that's not necessarily doing his will. So we pray in the Lord's Prayer, don't we? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, say it with me, Thy will be done. We're praying that prayer all the time. Are we a Pharisee that we just say the words, but we don't mean it? Brothers and sisters, if you have a hard time with God's will, first he's going to show you how much he loves you. And then he'll draw you close to him. And you'll begin to understand slowly, month by month, year by year, you'll begin to understand how much he loves you, and why he's calling you to follow him so closely, and perhaps to put aside some other things you'd like to pursue, because he knows what will lead you to eternal life. Brothers and sisters, follow him with your whole heart. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.